God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
For to whom shall we go? You have the words of me.
Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are the descendants of Abraham. We have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Normally, well, I would invite the children to come forward, but there aren't really a lot of young children, so I don't think I'll be doing that. Wow, surprised, right? You didn't expect to see me up here. Well, I'll be preaching the sermon today as part of my confirmation. So when I was baptized as a baby in 2006, I didn't really know what was happening. I was just getting wet. Yes, I was claimed by God as his child in the family of faith, but being confirmed is something completely different. Now I can think and act on my own. This is confirming my faith in God. See that? Confirming? Funny how it works like that. Because now it's more than just getting splashed. This is a full-on plunge into my life with God. In the first reading, Jeremiah, not me, the other Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah. Is it not working? Okay. In the first reading, oh, now it's working. In the first reading, Jeremiah, not me, the prophet Jeremiah, writes about how God made a new covenant with all the Jews, which will be different from the last covenant. And he uses this analogy that we are married to God. Hold on, that thought, I will come back to it. In St. John's Gospel, Jesus is talking about the Jews, and he says to them, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples." And then he says, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." And as we all know, Jesus is the Son of God. He died on the cross to save us from sin. So Jesus freed us from sin, and we are free indeed. A quick show of hands, how many of you have seen the Lord of the Rings movies or read Tolkien's books? Okay, a few of you. Well, in the beginning of the first movie, The Fellowship of the Ring, Lord Elrond, the King of the High Elves, and the King of Men go to a volcano to destroy a ring of power. The King of Men was holding the ring and was planning to throw it into the fire. But at the last moment, he succumbs to the evil power of the ring, and he takes the ring for himself out of pure greed and his need for power. When we sin, we do something very similar. When the Jews broke the first covenant, they divorced, or gave up on God for idols they believed would make them rich and powerful. Out of pure greed and their desire for power, they left God and what they believed in. Just like how in the Lord of the Rings story, the King of Men betrayed his friend Elrond by not throwing the ring of power into the fire. Today is also Reformation Sunday, when Martin Luther started the Reformation of the Church. When you really start to think about it, the church before the Reformation was more focused on religion and money instead of God. You might say they left God for popes and patrons, and they were buying and selling indulgences and making big and beautiful church buildings instead of looking at the gospel and recognizing Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Every time we sin, we separate ourselves from God. We betray him, you might say. But, there's always that one but. Because Jesus died on the cross and rose victoriously from the grave, we are saved from our sin and remain as the chosen people of God. Confirmation is like saying your wedding vows in this metaphorical marriage with God. In confirmation, we are saying, I am your child. Yes, when we are baptized, God says, you are my child, but when we are confirmed, we are the ones talking. We are the ones saying, here I am, Lord. I am here to serve you and do your will. Our church has this saying, God's work, our hands. When we are confirmed, we are saying, I am your hands, or I am your ears, eyes, nose, feet. In 1 Corinthians 12:12, it is written, for as the body is one and has many members of the body, though many are one body, so it is with Christ. When we are confirmed, we are saying that we are a part of the church, and not the building, but the church, the body of Christ. Something completely different, right? For the church is not a building, but rather a gathering of God's people. Wherever we are, and we, all of us, are, that's where the church is. When we are confirmed, we become a part of Christianity. A small part, yes, but an irreplaceable part. Just how we cannot live without our hands or our eyes. So, here I am, Lord. Amen. Please join me in singing our next hymn.